trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Basketball fans, make real-time sports in Elk Grove Village your spot for all the action. Come cheer on your favorite team on over 50 high-def TVs and big screens. Enjoy game day food and drink specials in Chicago's famous Super Rosa Pizza. With unbelievable food and awesome drink specials, real-time sports customers keep coming back for more. Serving Boston Lager seasonal and Rebel IPA. Enjoy Boston Lager, April's beer of the month. For information and a list of events, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Hey, Score listeners, I'd like to tell you about HLP Mortgage, Chicago's home loan pros. If you're tired of paying mortgage insurance and want to lower your monthly payment, then you need to call HLP Mortgage today. With as little as 3% equity in your home, that's right, 3%, they may be able to pay your mortgage insurance for you. HLP's lender-paid mortgage insurance could save you hundreds a month or thousands a year. Don't wait. Dial 888-59-LOANS. Again, that's 888-59-LOANS or visit them online at hlpmortgage.com.
HLP Mortgage, LLC is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 1171064. 1235 South Highland Avenue, Suite A, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
Musicians, save up to 55% off during Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Come in and get hands-on with your dream guitar, drum set, keyboard, recording gear, DJ rig, and more. Get deals like an 88-key digital piano for just $149, a Tama Rockstar or Mapex Piccolo snare drum just $49, or a 15-inch powered PA speaker just $129. Save big on the gear you really want. Don't miss the savings this Easter weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
The next lot up for bid is Old Navy's entire store. A very rare offer indeed. I'll start the bidding at up to 50% off. Do I hear up to 50% off?
Here.
I have up to 50% off the entire store going once. Going twice. Sold to the well-dressed lady with a poodle in her lap. I'm sorry, that's not a poodle. It's just a baby who needs a haircut.
Run to Old Navy now through Monday for dresses, skirts, khakis, the entire store. All on sale up to 50% off. Hurry in now. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and Fruit of the Loom. Valid 4-1 through 4-6.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out a debt reduction program guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Scoreboard update.
5:02, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Chicago Wolves playoff tickets go on sale Friday at 11. Visit Ticketmaster or ChicagoWolves.com. Exhibition baseball. Sixth inning in one split squad game. The White Sox just beating up on Seattle 12-1. Avasail Garcia, he's 3-for-3 with 4 RBIs. In the other split squad game, seventh inning, San Diego is beating up on the Sox in that game 8-1. Jeff Samardzija going 4 innings in his last start before the regular season opener coming up. He allows 6 hits, 5 runs, no walks with 3 strikeouts. And sixth inning, Cubs leading Milwaukee 9-4. Jason Hamill giving up 1 run in his 5 innings of work. And the Cubs getting home runs already in this game from Rizzo, Soler, Fowler, and La Stella. Chris Sale threw 90 pitches today in a minor league game. He allowed 1 run on 2 hits, no walks with 13 strikeouts. The White Sox sending Carlos Rodon and Jesse Crane down to the minors today. The Cubs doing the same with Brian Schlitter, Zach Ruscup, and Junior Lake. Pro basketball, the Bulls are up in Milwaukee later this evening, and in hockey, the Blackhawks host Vancouver tomorrow. Patrick Kane continues to rehab from his broken clavicle, but he says he cannot rush his return.
And like I said before, and like I've been saying all along, to
everyone I've been talking to. It's something you got to stay patient with and make sure you're not really rushing an injury like this, because it doesn't make any sense to do that. You just put yourself back at square one.
Join the Scores' Matt Spiegel and Jason Goff. They'll be broadcasting live next Wednesday from Real Time Sports from 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. 670 The Score will be announcing the winner of the White Sox season tickets. Come on out for the fun and have your chance to win great prizes. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Northwestern Center for Communications and Health. Masters in Health Communication Info Session is on April 14th. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
I'm bored. This seems like a good bit of fun.
Boars and Bernstein.
That's a good bit of fun.
Weekdays 1 to 6.
Who knows what could happen.
Pat Kennedy, if you were the Bulls and you had the opportunity right now to swap Doug McDermott for Sam Decker, would you do it?
Absolutely. I think Sam Decker is quicker. I think he's faster. I think he's probably a better defensive player. I would, but that would be my just evaluating for some NBA teams, which I've done over the last X number of years. There's one spot left on the high school team, and you got two kids that are neck to neck, and you throw them the ball and say, okay, play one-on-one, and the first guy that gets to 10 wins the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have that game between those two kids, Decker wins it.
Boars and Bernstein.
I call them trash dealers.
The voice of Chicago sports fans since 1999.
Chicago tough. Chicago stupid.
McCown. It's not McCowan.
McGowan.
No.
The Black Unicorn. Love this show.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
April Fool's is over. Compared to what, you remember what it used to be in radio?
Wacky I don't listen to enough of it to know that somebody isn't doing wacky stunts.
Well, at least in town.
You know what I mean?
In Chicago, there always used to be like, oh, look, the rock and roll guys are on the news station and the news guys are on the rock and roll station. Whoa!
We actually discussed that years ago. I think, was it Ramblin' Red Rectum and Big John Crack Pit?
See, I would only do it if it's like hardcore outlaw country. They're kind of gross, but I like them.
Yeah, they're little. They look like they smell bad.
They do.
I mean, it's really kind of like outlaw country, and they smell bad.
That would be the defining characteristic of country music that I actually don't mind, and that would be if it's performed by somebody who really looks like he smells bad.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein. Terry Boards.
Our motto's win, and that is whatever is necessary today.
Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Nice to hear that again. I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
That's great, Jenny. Thank you. I always like to hear our motto was wint, because that's what Boars and Bernstein do. That's our motto. Our motto is wint, and we do it every day. Wint. And you know, we'd have been great at that country thing, too. We'd have rocked that country crowd, baby.
That's all you.
We'd have rocked that country crowd. We'd have people calling up and say, what's the matter with these ass wipes? What is this? What are you doing? We'd have been fine, though. I'd have taken care of it. I'd love to spin some platters.
You got another college basketball story along the lines of what we've been talking about throughout the
show. I'm reading
today
about Sam Decker. Quite an impressive lad, Sam Decker, but I'm still sticking with my guy.
You kind of have to.
I mean,
you haven't built Beckham camp for him yet. But.
No camps. I can't build a camp and have him, his back hurts and his front hurts and his side hurts. I can't have that.
Just unwavering support.
Just unwavering support.
And fatherly love.
And love. That's
this
correct.
Is Paul on the north side. He's on the score. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to add maybe a different perspective on the, you know, religious freedom issue. Regarding discrimination, might it serve a better purpose if, let's say, discrimination were completely legalized? Not because I'm a bigot or I want to exclude people who are homosexual from doing business with me, but wouldn't that really expose who the bigots are? Because when you make it illegal, you really don't know necessarily who those people are.
Well, I've heard that argument, and what that is, it's an essential free market argument.
Yes.
And if what you're saying, Paul, if it really is an unregulated, free, and open market, if somebody wants to go to the racist bakery or wants to go to the anti-gay barber, They can, but the point being that the market itself would then decide that these can't function and should go out of business.
With Yelp and people's reputations getting destroyed, there's a really great libertarian perspective by a man named Sheldon Richman, who the title is "We Can Oppose Bigotry Without the Politicians," and you can liken that to the Nashville sit-ins, where some people argue that it wasn't so much the Civil Rights Act that ended the discrimination, but nonviolent and peaceful protests, which unfortunately gave more power to politicians and gave us the idea that it wasn't peaceful boycotts on the ground floor that were ending things, but politicians from Washington. I don't know if we're really getting off track. But
no, I get it, but then you have the larger issue of protected class and rights, and somebody should have the opportunity to patronize a business that they want and not have somebody say, I won't serve you because of who you are.
But the flip side of that, of course, is, you know, and I think you've heard this before, should a black business owner be able to refuse service to someone who's part of the KKK?
Right.
And reverse it. And certainly they have the right to exclude people from their property. So shouldn't you know, extend that logically?
No, because the person from the KKK can choose to not be in the KKK and can choose to not think or believe the awful things for which it stands.
I don't believe homosexuality is a choice either. I believe you're, that's understandable. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll leave it with an H.L. Mencken quote, because I've heard you cite Mencken before.
Always a soft spot for a hard guy.
The trouble with fighting for human freedom is that one spends most of one's time defending scoundrels. For it is against scoundrels that oppressive laws are first aimed, and oppression must be stopped at the beginning if it is to be stopped at all.
Thanks, Paul.
That's it. Thanks.
Another great call. The hell?
On a roll.
Some bizarre world here. But this is, do you remember the Onion headline? It says, ACLU defends right of neo-Nazis to burn down ACLU headquarters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, that's what he's saying.
What I've learned more than any of that, because I've lived with this for a long time.
Right, you were a protester.
I've dealt with this going a long time in my life. But what we learned and we discussed earlier is this love for Indiana by the Hoosiers. I had no idea.
The wounded pride.
That to me is more significant than any of these other stuff, because I've heard this before. We've done it before. We've heard it. We've all seen it before. Right. We know what it is. We all hate it. We can't do anything. You know, all of this I know. This is something I did not know.
That we heard it from Bill Benner yesterday.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a heartfelt piece from David Haw.
Yeah.
He could write a column that others couldn't write, being the Indiana native here in Chicago.
But both of them are you know, Bill, I never knew that. I don't know much about Haw. I don't know him at all, really. But, I never heard him say that. It's just interesting that you take it, because I don't think there's not much you could say about Illinois that would offend me. That I would care about. How
exactly.
about you, right?
I don't feel invested in the state of Illinois outside whatever taxes.
Does that
taxes
make us
I'm
bad
paying.
Citizens that we're
no,
not invested
I think,
in our state because we don't
some,
like?
Some states have a different kind of culture in that regard. And
how
like
do
I
they
said,
build that culture? Why is that culture different?
I think it probably exists more outside of the city of Chicago, because we feel much more of a connection to the city than
they
we
might.
Do the state. That would be my guess. Yeah. So here's the story. This little story in the Wall Street Journal I thought you'd like. Because we were talking about some of these Final Fours that are just full of NBA players.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is another way of looking at it. Sam Malone and Brian Long are the only seniors who have played for Kentucky's basketball team for 4 years. You won't see them this weekend in the Final Four. They're the walk-ons at the end of the bench. Since 2012, they have a combined total of 1 point. But their college careers have been remarkable in another way. They may have played with more NBA players than any four-year players in the history of college basketball. Malone and Long were teammates with 10 former Kentucky players who are already in the NBA. There are 10 players on this current Kentucky team who might make it to the NBA. Plus Gonzaga star Kyle Wiltshire,
a Kentucky
transfer,
mm-hmm.
which could bump their network of NBA players to 21. And Malone said some guys have 20 teammates in their whole college career. What they have done is unheard of in college basketball. It's the result of John Calipari's thoroughly modern recruiting strategy, bring the best high school players to Kentucky, even if they stay for 1 year. No school since at least 1970 had more players drafted in a four-year span than Kentucky, which had 17 between 2010 and 2013. Malone and Long played with many of them, including New Orleans Pelicans center Anthony Davis, who was a member of their freshman class.
Oh, boy.
There are perks to being a bench warmer at Kentucky, like photos with the rapper Drake, yoga with Ashley Judd, but the benefits of being a star there are far more financially attractive. Malone and Long's former teammates are already quite rich. They've earned more than $50 million in NBA salaries. And Malone says that's going to go up a whole lot. Next year alone, they're on track to make at least $35 million based on current NBA contracts and potential rookie deals for the players expected to leave Kentucky. There's a bit of an asterisk next to this record. It might actually belong to another one of their former teammates, John Hood, a reserve on last year's Kentucky team, took a redshirt season in 2012, meaning he was on the roster from 2010 until 2014 with up to 26 future NBA players. Wow. And they've got the list here of the teams that have produced the most NBA guys in that span. Kentucky, as they mentioned, 17. Kentucky, 2009 to 2012, 16. Now, this was interesting. UNLV, 1976 to 79.
Mm-hmm.
15 NBA players.
Yeah.
Was Reggie the Us in there?
Reggie the Us was certainly in there. Oh, he was tough. He's an unbelievable college player.
No, I know he was.
They were. You know, it was just kind of building the thing that they finally honed down to perfection.
Yeah, I didn't really know that era produced so many players.
Mm-hmm.
This is known as the Hardway Eight that put UNLV on the map. Lewis Brown, Glenn Gondrizek,
yep.
Larry Moffitt, Eddie Owens, Robert Smith, Sam Smith. Boy, he's versatile, huh?
Boy.
Tony Smith.
Played in a sweater vest.
Reggie Theus. Who? Glenn Gondrizek, is he related to Grant Gondrizek?
I don't know. He was the, really highly rated, and I never liked him.
He has to be related, right?
Probably.
Grant had a horrible drug problem.
Glenn Gondrizek, I never got the whole thing, but he was the whole thing.
Grant Gondrizek was a mess. Complete mess.
Yeah.
I mean, drugs and crime and every, one of these guys who couldn't hold a job. Good player. But you couldn't keep him on your team because you never knew where he was or what he was doing.
One thing, and it seems true about, we always worry about this guy and that guy and who you're recruiting. And Nick Saban has been making news the last couple days by choosing not to say anything bad about some recent incidents involving some rather awful things that were, although that would now sort of recanting one of them. But anyway, sort of standing up. Cal hasn't really had to do much of that because they're not around long enough, and I don't know that any of them are those kind of guys. I mean, they may be odd. DeMarcus Cousins is a weird dude, but I don't know that he's in trouble all the time. I don't think he is.
No.
I mean, but this is a pretty solid...
That's what Pat was saying.
Am I right about this?
That's what Pat Kennedy was saying. So they go to class, they go to study hall.
Yeah, I mean, they're not troubled. They're not a lot of, this guy's got problems. He'd be pretty good. And I'm not saying that they're not.
You know what it is, though? What I think it is once you make the decision to be one of those guys and go play for him, they've got some understanding of the agreement to be on a professional track. And maybe the way he's able to reach them isn't do this because I'm coach, do this for Kentucky.
Yeah, and Nick,
it's do it for your own professional prospect. Yeah. Don't screw it up.
Yeah. Don't leave here with that reputation.
Exactly. Yeah. That if you're here to be a pro, and we make no bones about it, you come to Kentucky, that you're going to be practicing with pro players, that you're going to come to a gym and have pickup games.